My name is John Stanley Hagen, and I'm a photographic artist. I went to school at University of Alaska Fairbanks and studied photojournalism, and kind of went down a photojournalism path. The photojournalism part of it kind of got a little crazy, and it was a really awesome job to do when I was really young, but it was very unsettled. But I've always had a love for photography, and after I stopped working for newspapers, I kept taking pictures. I'm a recent recipient of a Rasmussen Foundation Individual Artist Award, and that is going to allow me to go travel to Bristol Bay to make photographs where my family and ancestors are from. I live in rural Alaska, and there's not many other people that do what I do in Haines. There's a lot of other practicing artists here, but not many work in photography. And there's no in Haines, there's not other contemporary indigenous artists. So it's kind of hard to bounce ideas, and it's a way of connecting to other artists. In a way, too, it's a way of vetting my ideas. It allows me to have some validation for the way the ideas I have going around my head, and maybe the trajectories I have. I'm actually leaving next week. I'm going to a little place called Ugashik, and it's kind of in the southern end of Bristol Bay, in the southern end of Bristol Bay district. Historically, it's getting to the northern area where the Unangan or Aleut people are from, and that's what my ancestors are. It's kind of an interesting journey for me because after my freshman year of college, I went there to help my aunt and uncle with their fishing operation there. And so, but it wasn't when I was an artist. It was kind of fun. I found a couple of photos I made while I was there. I think I brought two rolls of film. I didn't bring much to create with there. So I have a couple ideas. Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty open for what's out there because it's I have a memory, but I've been kind of really trying to not fill it too much. I'm trying to go out there with an open mind. I photograph now, I photograph to express myself. I photograph as a way to interact with the world around me. I was always a shy person, and I don't always necessarily come up with words quickly, and I don't readily talk to strangers about ideas with my words, but I found that I could do that with my photographs, and that's why I still continue to photograph.